But right now, let's talk a little technology, because for people living with severe to profound hearing loss, something like a cochlear implant can quite literally change lives. But even with an implant, some modern technology like the smartphone can prove a little tricky. So a device called the Nucleus 7, it is a sound processor worn over the ear that directly links an iPhone with a cochlear implant, streaming calls and basically any high-quality audio directly from the device to the implant. It sounds amazing. Now, Emma Ramsey is a speech pathologist and an audiologist for Cochlear. Emma, a good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, what is this addressing? Have people with cochlear implants had big problems with devices like smartphones in the past?
So, Nick, I guess the main thing is currently with cochlear implants, there's a real need to carry an extra range of accessories if they want to listen to music or use the phone or stream audio from social media, that sort of thing. So they're always having to remember to charge extra devices or carry them with them. And so being able to stream directly means they can access all the things you and I take for granted, like listening to the radio or streaming Netflix or reconnecting with, you know, friends and family on Skype and FaceTime.
So I'm guessing in practical ways, this is literally just a single device that can be worn unobtrusively. I'm kind of, how does it actually sort of sit? How does it work? How does the user put it on?
Sure. So the user wears the cochlear implant like they always have. So it's behind the ear. It looks a little bit like a hearing aid. It's worn a bit like a hearing aid, but has a separate coil as well. So it looks slightly different. And basically, the Nucleus 7 sound processor connects to the iPhone using a low-power Bluetooth technology, and then the streaming's direct. So exactly as you said, nothing else to carry, nothing else to wear. So it really means they're unrestricted and there's better freedom to access, you know, all the things we like to do, Facebook, Netflix, all those sorts of podcasts, those sorts of things, really easily.
So I guess in practice, how does this sort of, you know, how is it going to feel from a user's experience? Are they just going to be hearing this almost directly as if it was inside their ear?
Yeah, it's really, really seamless, and that's the beauty of it. And I think, you know, the ease of doing things that you and I take for granted is one thing, but I think less stress is another. You know, making phone calls can be quite stressful for someone with a hearing impairment, and being able to stream the audio direct to their hearing device means that that kind of extra stress of fumbling around with devices or wondering whether they're going to be able to hear the phone or make a business call is now gone because it just seamlessly connects to their device they wear behind their ear.
Now, obviously, this is a new sound processor. What's kind of, apart from that kind of link with the Apple product, what's it changing up that other things haven't done before?
So it's also giving you access to control your cochlear implant device through your phone.
Oh.
So in the past, again, you had to carry another device, like a separate remote, and now you can just really control your volume, or if you're a parent of a child, you can track how many hours your child's been in speech, or whether they've had the device fall off, or if they've lost the device, you can track it and find it, which happens to kids, they lose things. And it's all just with your phone you've already got instead of having to worry about a separate device.
So I'm guessing that also allows for a fairly personalised sound experience.
It really does. It really does. And being able to access those things that everyone else talks about, you know, the latest Netflix show or whatever, means that they can interact, you know, with social media that everyone else is talking about, that they, particularly teenagers and adults, you know, we live in a technology world where we're using our phones all the time, and now they can just interact like you or I.
Now, I know this was kind of possible because of a collaboration between Cochlear and Apple. I mean, there's not everyone using iPhones. What sort of options are out there for people who are using other devices?
So the great thing about Nucleus 7 is you don't have to have an iPhone to be able to hear with it. You can use it without, and there is a separate remote. Obviously, your experience is going to be even better if you do have an Apple iPhone, because you can access all this direct streaming.
Mm.
And, you know, the partnership or collaboration, or, you know, working together with Apple has been really important, because I think both companies, Cochlear and Apple, really prioritise accessibility to those with disabilities. So being able to access technology despite your hearing loss is a really important thing for Apple, and it's a really important thing for Cochlear.
Now, just finally, because I need just a little perspective on it, I know this is obviously for people with, you know, severe to profound hearing loss. What kind of population is affected by that? Is that actually very common?
So we know in Australia we estimate about 100,000 people are living with a severe
wow.
to profound hearing loss. And it's those sort of people that we're wanting to reach out for. Often they think that there's nothing they can do, And, you know, living with that kind of hearing loss can lead to terrible things like depression and dementia and isolation, not being able to connect with loved ones. So it is a considerable amount of people living in Australia that really could take action.
That is amazing. I didn't actually realise it was that significant in the population.
Yeah, it really is. And this belief that there's nothing that can be done, I'd really encourage people to go out and talk to their hearing health professional about solutions, because there are things out there and lots of technology that allows you to interact just like, you know, someone with normal hearing.
Emma Ramsey, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick.